理课堂听 class.com。
Number one.
I invited your mother to lunch yesterday, but she said she didn't have any free time.
Yeah, she just got a new job.
What does the man mean? Number two.
The sound of all that traffic is driving me out of my mind.
It is bad, but the highway will reopen tomorrow. Then we won't have all those cars passing by anymore.
What does the woman imply?Number three.
I don't understand why I received such a low grade on my term paper.
You should make an appointment with the professor to discuss it.
What does the woman suggest the man do? Number four.
I'm going to the vegetable stand today. Can I pick up anything for you?
No, thanks. I just came back from the market myself.
What does the woman mean? Number five.
I've been running a mile every afternoon for the past month, but I still haven't been able to lose more than a pound or two. I wonder if it's worth it.
Oh, don't give up now. It always seems hard when you're just starting out.
What does the woman mean? Number six.
We're having a party at our house on the weekend of the 30th. Would you like to join us?
That sounds like a lot of fun, but I'll need to check my calendar first.
What does the man imply?Number seven.
Just one person in the whole class got an A on the test. You.
All right.
What does the woman mean? Number eight.
Would you like to go to the movies with us tonight?
To the movies? Tonight's the biggest concert of the year.
What does the man mean? Number nine.
Did you pick up my books from Ron's house?
Sorry, it slipped my mind.
What does the man mean? Number 10.
Could you lend me your biology notes?
Do you think you'll be able to make out my handwriting?
What does the woman imply about the notes? Number 11.
I just saw an ad on television that said men's suits were on sale today and tomorrow at Conrad Menswear.
Great! That's just what I've been waiting for.
What will the man probably do?Number 12.
John, I'm sorry, but I forgot to bring your tape player back.
Well, as long as I get it by Friday.
What does the man mean? Number 13.
I'm way behind in my letter writing. I've got to get started.
Who's got time to write letters? Exams are coming up, remember?
What does the man imply the woman should do? Number 14.
Hi, Ann.Where are you rushing off to?
I'm on my way to pick up the text for American History. I'm in shock. It's going to be $65.
What does the woman mean? Number 15.
Is Louise going to join us for a short break?
Yes, if she can tear herself away from her studies.
What does the woman imply about Louise? Number 16.
Here are two empty seats.
Don't you think these are too close to the movie screen?
What does the woman imply they should do? Number 17.
I found the perfect book bag, but I'm about $20 short.
Don't look at me. I don't get paid for another week.
What does the man imply? Number 18.
I'm bored with the same food all the time.Let's try something different Saturday night.
How about an Italian place?
What does the man suggest they do? Number 19.
What we need is a roommate who's neat and considerate.
Let's write that in the ad. Neatness and consideration a must.
What do the speakers hope to do? Number 20.
These watches are outrageously expensive.
You think they're bad? You should see the ones in the jewelry store.
What does the woman imply? Go on to the next page. Number 21.
So, would you like to be my lab partner for the next experiment?
Sure. I just can't believe you still want to work with me after I messed up last time.
What does the man mean? Number 22.
Which game do you think is more difficult to learn, chess or bridge?
They're like apples and oranges.
What does the man mean? Number 23.
I didn't see your fellowship announced with the others.
The dean's still waiting on it. He wants to see my grades from this semester first.
What does the woman mean? Number 24.
What on earth did you do to your eye?
Oh, nothing. It looks a lot worse than it feels.
What does the man mean? Number 25.
I've decided to apply to grad school in engineering for next year.
More school? I'm going into business for myself.
What does the man plan to do? Number 26.
My shoulder's been hurting for a couple of weeks now, ever since I moved that heavy desk by myself.
If it hasn't gotten better by now, you should have it looked at.
What does the woman mean? Number 27.
I'm calling to check on the status of my TV.
Well, the new parts have just come in, so it should be ready by Friday.
What will the man probably do? Number 28.
I didn't know you played the clarinet. You really sounded good.
Oh, could you hear me? I was practicing because, well, band tryouts are next week.
What does the man imply? Number 29.
Dan's talking about getting a cat from one of his relatives.
Yeah, I hear his apartment building is about to lift the ban on pets.
What does the woman mean? Number 30.
The concert pianist was fantastic.
And how?
What does the man mean? This is the end of Part A. Now we will begin Part B with the first conversation. Questions 31 through 33. Listen to a conversation between two friends attending a university in the United States.
Hi, Frank. What are you up to? Is that really a French grammar book?
Well, I'm trying to teach myself some French. When I go to Montreal next semester, I don't want to sound like just another tourist. Most of the people there are bilingual.
Leave Boston to go to Montreal? I didn't know this university had a program in Canada.
It doesn't. I'm planning to take a short leave of absence from school, so I can go there on my own.
What's the reason for this sudden interest in Canada?
Well, actually, I've been thinking about going for some time now. I know someone there who's been wanting me to visit.
A relative?
An old friend of my uncle's runs the chemical engineering department there, so I'm hoping he can help me enroll in some interesting courses.
If you want those credits transferred back here later on, you'd better arrange for it before you leave. Don't forget what happened to Susan after she came back from Rome.
Yeah, but her situation was different. I already have all the credits I need to graduate.
So you'll be taking courses just for the sake of learning.
That will be a nice change of pace, won't it?
Number 31. What was Frank doing at the beginning of the conversation? Number 32. What does the woman suggest that Frank do? Number 33. What does Frank say about his academic status? Questions 34 through 38. Listen as a student asks a question in a physics lecture.
It's important that you all understand that quartz heaters operate on a totally different principle than common convection heaters. Yes?
Could you give us an example of a convection heater?
Okay, but first you tell me what convection means.
Well, you said in the last class, I think, that convection is the transference of heat by a liquid or a gas.
Right. A heater is using convection when it warms the air in a room, and the air in turn warms the people and objects in the room. A hot water radiator, a stove, and a forced air furnace are all convection heaters. A quartz heater, on the other hand, heats the objects and people in a room without heating the air. It does this by producing radiation heat that travels like light waves. When the quartz crystal in the heater vibrates at a particular frequency, its energy is turned into infrared radiation. The radiation is then directed at objects by means of a reflector. If that's clear, let's move on to how room design can affect heating efficiency.
Number 34. What is the main topic of the discussion? Number 35. What had the instructor probably been discussing in the previous class? Number 36. What does the instructor ask the student? Number 37. According to the instructor, how is the quartz heater different from other types of heaters? Number 38. What is the purpose of a reflector on a quartz heater? This is the end of Part B.
Correct.
Now we will begin Part C with the first talk. Questions 39 through 42. Listen to a university official talk about a job placement office.
As a result of rising university costs, many students are finding it necessary to take on part-time jobs. To make finding those jobs easier, the placement service has put together a listing of what's available locally. For some students, these part-time jobs could lead to full-time work after graduation, as they may offer experience in their own field, be that finance, marketing, or even management. For example, National Savings Bank offers work on a half-time basis. That's 20 hours a week. Retail stores and restaurants have positions requiring fewer hours. Even less time is expected of those providing child care. We have a number of families registered with us who are looking for babysitters for as few as 4 hours a week. For students who prefer outdoor work, there are seasonal positions right on campus, working with the gardening and landscaping teams. These often require the most time and are the least flexible in terms of scheduling. To see a complete list of these and other available jobs, including the salary offered and the hours required, stop by our office. Oh, and be sure to bring a resume with you. When you find something that interests you, we'll put you in touch with the person offering it. In addition, our counselors will give you hints about successful interviewing.
Number 39. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 40. What should students bring with them to the office? Number 41. What will the counselors at the office help students do? Number 42. What do all of the jobs have in common? Questions 43 through 46. Listen to a professor talking about United States art history.
In this century, photographs have been really important for teaching art history. I'll show you what I mean in a moment with some photographs taken by Peter and Paul Julie. The work of these two photographers has been a very useful source for studying the art produced in the United States from 1896 to the present. Peter and Paul Julie were not artists, but they were a regular part of the New York art scene. They took over 100,000 photographs, which document the lives and work of thousands of artists. Peter Julie is known as a pioneer in this field of art photography. Georgia O'Keeffe and other famous artists sought him out to take pictures of their work. His specialty was photographing paintings. His son, Paul, photographed sculptures. Some of their most important photos are the ones of works of art that have since been destroyed. One example is a photo that we'll look at today. Would someone get the lights, please? Thanks. This slide is from a photograph of a painting by Edward Hopper called Corn Belt City. The painting was exhibited only two or three times before it was destroyed in a fire. Without the Julie photograph, no visual record of the work would exist. Although the Julies mostly photographed the work of painters and sculptors, they also occasionally photographed architectural subjects. They did quite a few photos of buildings by John Russell Pope, and we're going to look at one of those next.
Number 43. What does the professor mainly discuss? Number 44. What did Peter Julie do for Georgia O'Keeffe? Number 45. According to the professor, what was the specialty of Peter Julie's son, Paul? Number 46. Why does the professor mention the photograph of the painting Corn Belt City? questions 47 through 50. Listen to part of a radio report about a scientific advance.
Did you know that vegetables can be tricked into growing in climates they're not accustomed to? Cool climate vegetables, like asparagus, are now able to be grown in places as hot as Hawaii. In Hawaii, marine engineers have been able to actually convince such vegetables that they're living in cooler climates. That way, they grow faster and taste better. What these engineers have been using is very simply cold seawater. How do they use it? They place pipes in the soil, and the cold water flowing through them cools the earth. This stimulates plant growth and enables gardeners in tropical climates to grow crops from cooler climates. Also, some of these pipes are exposed to the air, and they condense moisture and thus irrigate the gardens. What is especially appealing about this process is that nothing damaging to the natural environment is being used. Another innovative use for cold ocean water is to cool buildings. Engineers believe that, for example, the entire west coast of the United States could be air-conditioned using seawater. We'll be back to discuss that possibility after this commercial message.
Number 47. What is the report mainly about? Number 48. What does the new system enable farmers to do? Number 49. How were the pipes used in Hawaii? Number 50. Why does the speaker mention air conditioning? This is the end of Section 1, Listening Comprehension. Stop work on Section 1. This is a reminder. At the end of the test, the supervisor will collect all of the test books. You may not leave until all of the test books have been collected.